Across the Line is brought to you by Numeric Roofing and BMI Coverland in Bloemfontein, delivering unbeatable roofing solutions with quality double Roman tiles and professional services. Don't settle. Visit numericroofing.co.za.
And for another Rugby World Cup report, as things heat up in the Rugby World Cup, the Springboks will have Ben O'Keefe as their referee again for Saturday's Rugby World Cup semi-final against England in Paris. The New Zealander was the referee during Sunday's quarterfinal between the Springboks and France, which was won 29-28 by South Africa. And may I just add again, what a brilliant game. Now, O'Keefe also took charge of the Pool B game against the Boks and Ireland earlier in the competition, with the Irish winning this clash 13-8 at a game that was also played at Stade de France. The Australian Angus Gardner will be the man with the whistle for the semi-final between the All Blacks and Argentina. Now, the Boks would much rather have O'Keefe with the whistle, whereas Gardner was the man that allowed Owen Farrell's controversial shoulder charge on André Esterhazen at Twickenham a few years ago. Bloemfontein's Jakob Peper did not come into contention for semi-final after he picked up a calf strain on the weekend. While the French bemoaned O'Keefe's officiating during the quarterfinal, the Springbok coach Jacques Nienaber said he felt the New Zealander had a good game.
I thought Ben was good on the day. Obviously, you would say we won, and that's why I'm saying that. But I think we try to probably play such a way that we try and take the referee out of the game. We scored four tries, and I think all the opportunities that we had to score, we maybe missed one or two, and we missed one kick from the tee. But when we had opportunities to score, we scored, and I thought he managed it well.
Meanwhile, in the English camp, they want to continue going about their business quietly, as they have done throughout the tournament. In a sense, the pressure is off the shoulders of England, as they weren't considered to be semi-final contenders before the World Cup, while the Springboks, on the other hand, are the defending champions and the current world number ones. The biggest thing for the English is to leave their record against the Springboks at the World Cup in the past. It will be the fourth time since these two teams face each other at Stade de France, with the Boks winning on all three occasions, including the 2007 final. The England attack coach, Richard Wigglesworth, said for them it's important to tune in mentally and physically.
The semi-final will be emotional anyway. What you have to be careful of is pushing the emotional button too many times. This week, we need the emotion right on Saturday night, not before. So making sure we control the emotion energy, and we would go through the parts of our game plan, we would lay them on, make sure that we check and refine what's going on with those parts of those plans. So we will do the same as we always do. We will make sure that we are fresh going into Saturday night, both physically and mentally.
Saturday's big semi-final between the Springboks and England at St. Denis kicks off at 9 p.m. And there you have it. That's it for Across the Line. I'll be back at 5:30 with a full sports bulletin.
A friend of mine's got the France Springbok game on loop in his house. He says it's going to be playing on a screen in his house until the end of the World Cup.
I like it. That gives us hope, man.
Man, what a game. Across the Line was brought to you by Numeric Roofing and BMI Coverland in Bloemfontein, raising the roof on quality. Numeric Roofing and BMI Coverland delivers unbeatable roofing solutions with quality double Roman tiles and professional services.